my updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 79. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 58. Tonight, mainly clear. Mainly clear skies and quiet again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 83. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 70.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Housing Resource Corporation that has spent more than $250 million to help pay for individuals' rent and to help with utilities during the COVID-19 pandemic is about to come to an end. WIBW reports that as of over the weekend, more than 75,000 Kansans, along with 10,000 housing and service providers, have received more than $250 million in rental and utility assistance to prevent eviction for more than 30,000 families. But according to the KHRC, they say after the year and a half of the program, nearly all the funds have been exhausted and the program will be shut down. They say while the CARA program may be closed down, the KHRC will remain open and still accept applications with its ongoing housing programs and will do what they can to serve Kansans. In other news, three children have died and two have been taken to a hospital after a crash on the turnpike between a van and a semi as of Saturday morning. KAKE News reports the event happened around 9 a.m. when Layla Izari, along with Kylie Lund, both 9 years old, and 8-year-old Brooklyn Perry died in the crash.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network. State leaders in Kansas have drawn up plans to spend more than $13,000 on ground-penetrating radar to study and research unmarked graves for Native American children at one of the oldest and most significant historical landmarks in the state. KAKE News reports the announcement came after the scrutiny from the Shawnee tribe, who said state officials planned the search for potential human remains without proper consultation by Native American tribes in Kansas. Ben Barnes, the Shawnee tribe chief, says they didn't know about the state's potential contract for the work until late August and says he's calling for a more accurate depiction of stories from children at Native American boarding schools across North America. In other news, the 10th annual Expanding Your Horizons workshop is set to be held on Saturday, October 22nd at Wichita State University's Hubbard Hall. KSN News reports that the one-day annual event allows middle school girls from across the area their chance to explore STEM careers. Those that participate do get hands-on activities and learn more about careers in the STEM fields. Registration is $15, and the deadline to register is set for October 18th.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some of the cooler weather has helped out with the battle against the Bovee fire in the state of Nebraska. As officials say that as of Friday evening, the Bovee fire was near 97% contained. The Panhandle News Channel Nebraska says that the fire burnt near 18,000 acres, but is roughly 97% contained as of Friday. And the wildfire is now completely surrounded by a fire line. Many officials are continuously working on improving the line, but structure protection forces have been completed, and they'll now be focusing on shipping fuels near structures. In other news, after the announcement of U.S. Senator Ben Sasse stepping away to take the place as president for the Florida University, Governor Pete Ricketts has responded as well, saying, quote, "If I choose to pursue the appointment, I will leave the appointment decision to the next governor and will follow the process established for all interested candidates." Sasse's replacement would be appointed by the governor of Nebraska. According to the Nebraska Secretary of State's office, the governor would appoint a qualified individual within 45 days of the vacancy. Mid-America Network News.
Joe Biden's America, crime is out of control. Left-wing politicians open the prison doors. They defund the police. And anti-gun radicals like Laura Kelly want to take away your right to self-defense. Laura Kelly supports California-style gun bans, and Kelly would criminalize private transfers of firearms. Kelly is so anti-gun, she even vetoed laws for gun safety education. That's why Laura Kelly earned an F rating from the NRA. But Derek Schmidt supports your right to self-defense. Schmidt supports the right to carry. Schmidt respects Kansas hunting heritage with a firearm of your choice. Rated A-plus and endorsed by the NRA, Derek Schmidt will defend your rights. For governor, elect Derek Schmidt.
Paid for by NRA Political Victory Fund, a political action committee. Jason Wime, chairman. NRAPVF.org.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners moved to approve a nearly $675,000 payment toward damages with the health department building in Marysville that was destroyed by a June tornado. A supplemental amount of $220,000 will be distributed after reconstruction and replacement. No action was taken following discussion of pursuing litigation for a higher amount, recognizing that a challenge could take upwards of 2 years with additional legal costs. With recent purchase of two buildings adjacent to the east, plans for a new health department building at 600 Broadway were revised, adding 16 feet to the original plans, providing additional storage space and a conference room. It was suggested consideration of space for emergency management offices be considered. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week heard from the county health director who reported on flu shots and recent clinics. She was asked if the biannual health fairs would resume and replied those services were routinely available and there were no plans to resume the health fairs. The county treasurer reported the Washington County Health Fund is short of money. The auditor suggested transferring the multi-use accounts back to the county health fund to cover. The board approved resolution to that effect. It was reported Washington County has the lowest unemployment rating in the North Central Kansas region. Commissioners opted to wait on a recommendation to increase gate fees at the transfer station after it was reported that hauling and drop fees were increasing. They are building a drop site for batteries. Nemahal County Commissioners received bids for new Sheriff's Department vehicles, including replacement of one that was totaled in an accident, and will be funded through insurance proceeds. Kansas Treasurer's Association is hoping to get a bill passed in the next legislative session that will increase the fees that counties receive when processing motor vehicle transactions in county treasurer's offices. Nemahal County Attorney spoke about the special assessment for a waterline project along Poor Farm Road, indicating the first step is residents need to submit a petition to commissioners requesting formation of an improvement district. Gage County is working toward an NRCS-funded program and Little Indian Watershed to identify areas to protect from potential flooding of areas downstream from a dam, which, if filled to the top and breached, would wash out a section downstream. They're working to identify those areas. A patching and overlay project continues on K-87 in Marshall County for 9 miles from the U.S. 36 junction south to the city limits of Elites. Traffic restricted to one lane in the work zone during daylight hours. A pilot car and flaggers are being used with delays up to 15 minutes. Work is expected to be complete by late October and will resume again in the spring. A recall petition challenging Marshall County Commissioner's decision to enter a lease purchase agreement for a new jail facility is being circulated. an amount not to exceed $6.5 million toward construction of a new $12 million facility, was recently approved. Murdaugh of Marysville is initiating the petition effort. He notes cost estimates have more than doubled from an original $5 million range for a 30-bed facility. A single town hall meeting was hosted in Marysville 2 years ago. It was reported the average inmate population 2011 through 2019 was 15 persons. Some have expressed concern with the location east of Marysville. The original design had the project located at the current jail site near the courthouse. 5% of registered voters are required by petition in order to put the issue on a ballot for voters. Volunteers are reaching out in area communities. Murdaugh urges anyone who wants to sign, call him at 562-2628. Deadline for the petition effort is October 24th. If 349 voters are registered and certified, a special election would be established, as it cannot be completed by the November 8th general election. Evelyn E. Betty Brockstrom, age 93, of Seneca, passed away Friday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10:30 at Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Baileyville, burial in the church cemetery. Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Betty Brocksterman. Roger A. Cromie, age 61, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Monday at 2 at the Emanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen, burial in the church cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Roger Cromie.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Quilting Through the Ages, Past and Present is the current exhibition at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art, Marysville, throughout the month of October. Quilts from the present have been created by members of the Country Quilt Divas Quilt Guard of Marshall County. Quilts from the past are part of the Marshall County Historical Society's permanent collection. A reception to meet the quilters is Monday, October 10th from 5 to 7 at the Art Center. The Art Center is open Thursday from 11 to 6, Saturdays from 10 to 2, and Sundays from 1 to 4. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative.
4-H. For you, for America, 4-H.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, Bryce Leonard, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Performance Ag.
Hi, my name is Gavin Vogelsberg, and this is my 7th year in 4-H. This year I will be participating in photography, breeding beef, and goats. The reason I enjoy 4-H is because of the opportunity it provides to help with my community.
My name is Aubrey Varian, and I have been in the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 9 years. I have learned a lot of responsibility since I have pigs and heifers to take care of and get ready for the fair. I really enjoy taking animals to the fair because my whole family participates and we all have fun. I'm already looking forward to working with new animals for next year.
Hi, my name is Preston Landell. Have you ever thought about all the different opportunities 4-H has to offer? You never know where one opportunity could lead you in your future, or the new people you meet and become friends for life with. I have been in 4-H for 7 years.
Hi, my name is Andrew Lauer. This is my 4th year of 4-H. I like 4-H because I get to spend time with my friends.
My name is Hayden Varian, and I've been in Happy Harvesters 4-H Club for 7 years. I've enjoyed showing my pigs at the fair. I also took photos and a wooden sign I made. 4-H is lots of fun. You should join 4-H so you can have fun too.
Hi, my name is Chloe Detke. I'm a member of the Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year I showed my horse, 2 pigs as well as 2 photos. I received reserve champion for my horse Rosie, and my photo went to state. Next year, I plan on taking my 2 horses, a heifer, a pig, and a photographer.
Hi, my name is Quinn Preuss. I am a member of Happy Harvesters 4-H Club. This year, my projects were beef, horse, photography, and visual arts and crafts. I enjoyed working with my heifer, Twinkle, too. This year, I got to show her in 4 spring shows, and KJHA State Show as well as the county fair. This was my third year showing a horse at the county fair. I have a new horse, Sparrow. I won junior level all around showman. Taking pictures around the house and farm was fun. 4-H is lots of fun. I am glad I am a member. I hope you join 4-H too.
Hi, my name is Norma Jurgensen. I'm a sixth year member of the Bars and Boosters 4-H Club. 4-H has given me so many opportunities to learn and grow. Whether it is showing my animals, baking, giving speeches, or working on my leadership skills. If you ever get a chance to go to a meeting, you should try it. There's something for everyone.
A salute during October National 4-H Month from Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County, Bryce Leonard, Fashion Direct and Valley Vet Supply, Prairie Valley Veterinary Clinic, and Performance Ag.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying warmer.